Good afternoon. Just a reminder, next week we will not be meeting. I'll be away at a pastor's conference here for the Eastern District, but we'll get back together the following week just like normal. Our first reading for today is from the 16th chapter of Numbers. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Say to the congregation, get away from the dwelling of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram." Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, "Depart, please, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you be swept away with all their sins." So they got away from the dwelling of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents, together with their wives, their sons, and their little ones. And Moses said, "Hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, and that it has not been of my own accord. If these men die as all men die, or if they are visited by the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates something new, and the ground opens its mouth, and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into shale, then you shall know that these men have despised the Lord." And as soon as he had finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the people who belonged to Korah and all their goods. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. And all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, "Lest the earth swallow us up." And fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men offering the incense. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to take up the censers out of the blaze. Then scatter the fire far and wide, for they have become holy. As for the censers of these men who have sinned at the cost of their lives, let them be made into hammered plates as a covering for the altar, for they offered them before the Lord, and they became holy. Thus they shall be assigned to the people of Israel." So Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers, which those who were burned had offered, and they were hammered out as a covering for the altar, to be a reminder to the people of Israel, so that no outsider who is not of the descendants of Aaron should draw near to burn incense before the Lord, lest he become like Korah and his company, as the Lord said to him through Moses. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the 19th chapter of Luke. When he drew near to Bethphage in Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this: 'The Lord has need of it.'" So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?" And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus. And throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side, tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his words. This is the word of the Lord. We continue our recitation with the sacrament of holy baptism. What is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Which is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," Matthew 28:19. Grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we started our recitation of baptism. And if you look through the scriptures, and especially in Paul's writings in Romans, baptism is described in different ways. But Paul, when he writes in Romans, he describes it in basically two ways. A part of you is put to death, and a part of you is raised to life. And that, in its very basic essence, is baptism. Part of you dies, part of you lives. And on our readings today, we see this lived out. In Numbers, we have the Old Testament people of Israel, and they're finishing up their Exodus. And yet, there is some discord. There's a group called from Korah, it's called Korah's Rebellion, who are questioning Moses' decisions and questioning whether God is really leading Moses, and they themselves are trying to say that they can be in charge just like Moses and the others. But God doesn't want this. God spoke through Moses and through Aaron, the high priest. So God was going to choose to baptize the entire people of Israel. A part of them would literally be put to death. And a part of them would live and grow stronger. This is what Moses wrote in Numbers. "Hereby you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, and that it has not been of my own accord. If these men die as all men die, or if they are visited by the fate of all mankind, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates something new, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into Sheol, and you shall know that these men have despised the Lord." And as soon as he had finished speaking all these words, the ground under them split apart, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with their households and all the people who belonged to Korah and all their goods. So they and all that belonged to them went down alive into Sheol, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. Literally, a part of the people of Israel were killed. Israel was baptized, all of Israel. Part of them was put to death, these rebels. Another part of them lived and grew stronger in faith in Christ. In our New Testament reading, we have something also similar happening to the people of Israel. And in our New Testament reading, Jesus is entering Jerusalem riding a donkey. But there is something very interesting Jesus says about the city. And this is what he said. "And when he drew near and saw the city, Jesus wept over it, saying, 'Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." This is a specific scenario Jesus is describing. And it happened in 70 AD to the people of Jerusalem. The Romans came and invaded Israel. And they destroyed Jerusalem. And they destroyed the temple. And they literally unpacked the entire city brick by brick. It would be like someone coming along here at Zion and saying, seeing all the bricks we have in our buildings, and they despise our church so much that they would take it apart brick by brick by brick. And that's what the Romans did to Jerusalem. It was basically undone. And the entire nation of Israel dissolved after that. It happened because Jesus said they didn't realize the visitation. They didn't realize that that he was the Christ and that he had come. So, part of them was literally put to death, taken apart brick by brick. But those who had faith in Christ, who lived in Christ, remained alive. This is the very nature of baptism. A part of us dies, and a part of us lives. It mirrors what our Lord Jesus Christ did, where on Good Friday, he died. And yet on Easter Sunday, he rose from the dead. He lived. Came out quite better on the other side. And that is what happens to all of us in baptism. A part of us dies, our sinful nature. Just like the people in the Old Testament, Korah's rebellion, that part of us that also loves to rebel, that part is put to death, drowned. And can be drowned, and should be drowned, every single day. As we remember, we have one Lord and one God, who is in charge of us. And we ourselves can't even claim to be in charge of our own lives. We rest in Christ. We hand all of that over to Christ and trust in him to guide our lives. And because of that, we live. We will constantly live in this state of baptism until that day comes when our Lord returns and takes us to be with him in heaven when our sinful nature is finally destroyed. But until that glorious day comes, I pray that every single day we will remember and give thanks that a part of us can be put to death every single day. And every single day, a part of you, that part that has faith in Christ, that part of you that has a life in Christ, that part lives. And because of Christ, grows stronger every day. Amen. And now may the peace of our God, which surpasses our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.